Title: LDT Final Rule Series, Part 3, Legal Challenges. Content: This year, we have seen several monumental events that already are, or potentially could be, pivotal to the future of the laboratory-developed test, LDT, industry. First, the issuance of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA or the agency, final rule in May, which established a staged plan that will phase out FDA's previous policy of enforcement discretion for LDTs. Second, the overturn of the Chevron doctrine in Loper versus Raimondo in late June. And third, the recent election of Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States. And of course, there are the legal challenges, difficult to predict with the maelstrom of news over the past few months. However, we now have the context necessary to assess these challenges and make some informed predictions about their future. While a host of legal theories have been lobbed at the rule, they each underscore a common sentiment: agencies should not be able to create their own authority, a position strengthened by the overturn of Chevron and election of Trump. IA challenges in Texas district courts shortly after the final rule was announced. On May 29, the American Clinical Laboratory Association, ACLA, filed a lawsuit, the ACLA complaint, in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas, asking the court to vacate the rule and enjoin its enforcement. 3 months later, on August 19, the Association for Molecular Pathology, AMP, and pathologist Michael Lapiceta filed a similar lawsuit, the AMP complaint, in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas, requesting similar relief. It was surely no accident that these suits were brought in the Fifth Circuit, a favored jurisdiction for challenging agency actions. The litigation, collectively, the complaints, is the most recent foray in a decade-long debate over appropriate regulatory oversight for LDTs and the balance between ensuring patient safety and fostering innovation in diagnostic testing to ensure patient access. Here, we will consider what the complaints say and, perhaps more importantly, what they don't say. A overview of the complaints. The complaints allege that FDA's final rule violates the Administrative Procedure Act, the APA, because it I exceeds its statutory authority under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetics Act, the FDCA, and 2. Fails to adequately respond to industry comments submitted during the proposal period, arguing that the only appropriate path for FDA to regulate LDTs is through specific legislation rather than unilateral regulatory action. On the first point, ACLA and AMP contend that the rule must be vacated under APA Section 706(2)(c) because Congress never granted FDA the authority to regulate LDTs as medical devices. 2. The FDCA grants FDA the authority to regulate in vitro diagnostic (IVD) products, which the agency interprets to include LTDs. But the plaintiffs claim that this interpretation is incorrect and represents severe regulatory overreach, as it includes intangible services provided by clinical laboratories, which should fall under the purview of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, as mandated by the Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendments, CLIA, not FDA's medical device regulations. This argument highlights a key difference in perspectives between FDA and industry players like ACLA and AMP. FDA sees the rule as regulating only the tests themselves, as clarified in the final rule's lengthy preamble, while the plaintiffs see the rule as also regulating the services that come along with these tests. The lawsuits also challenge the FDA's allegedly arbitrary and capricious process in issuing the final rule, asserting that the rule must be vacated under APA Section 706(2) because the agency did not adequately address the over 6,500 comments received during the proposal stage and failed to provide a sufficient rationale for its regulatory approach by allegedly relying on poor quality, mischaracterized, and admittedly largely anecdotal reports. Given that FDA spent a full 122 pages in the Federal Register responding to over 300 categories of comments, this challenge is clearly something the agency had hoped to avoid. 3. In its challenge, AMP also argues that FDA's rule improperly regulates the practice of laboratory medicine by restricting providers' ability to utilize LDTs according to each patient's needs. Since the FDCA mandates that FDA regulate